Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 3rd, 1805. All boats stuck in ice. Today, Captain Lewis writes a complete description of the alarming situation with the keelboat and the pirogues.
A fine day. The blacksmith again commences his operations. We were visited by but a few of the natives today. The situation of our boat and pirogues is now alarming. They are firmly enclosed in the ice and almost covered with snow. The ice, which encloses them, lies in several strata of unequal thicknesses, which are separated by streams of water. This, peculiarly, unfortunate because so soon as we cut the first strata of ice, the water rushes up and rises as high as the upper surface of the ice, and thus creates a depth of water as renders it impractical to cut away the lower strata, which appears firmly attached to and confining the bottom of the vessels. The instruments we have hitherto used has been the axe only, with which we have made several attempts that proved unsuccessful from the cause mentioned. We then determined to attempt freeing them from the ice by means of boiling water, which we proposed heating in the vessel by means of hot stones. But this expedient proved also fruitless, as every species of stone which we could procure in the neighborhood partook so much of the calcareous genus that they burst into small particles on being exposed to the heat of the fire. We now determine, as the dernier resort, to prepare a parcel of iron spikes and attach them to the ends of some small poles of convenient length and endeavor by means of them to free the vessels from the ice. We have already prepared a large rope of elk skin and a windlass by means of which we have no doubt of being able to draw the boat up the bank provided we can free from the ice. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 3, 1805.
Clark writes about a different desperate situation. Clark left the fort for a hunt on the 4th of February and didn't return until the 13th. He wrote the following entry for the 3rd upon his return.
Our provisions of meat being nearly exhausted, I concluded to descend the river on the ice and hunt. I set out with about 16 men, 3 horses, and 2 sleighs. Descended the river nearly 60 miles and loaded the horses back, and made 2 pens which we filled with meat, and returned on the 13th. We killed 40 deer, 3 bulls, 19 elk, many so meager that they were unfit for use. Captain William Clark, January 3, 1805.
Tomorrow, yet another lengthy entry from Captain Lewis.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.